Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I'm ready, girl.
Jimmy
Care.
Yeah. Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. This is Think Thursday. Whoa, Friday is tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, then a new week again. But you know, we're all shutting down again, so we have to pull it together. We have Miss Gloria Melion coming on with us this evening, and she's going to talk about a bowl of oats and a day can keep the doctor away. You know, she brings us information to keep us real happy here. But you know, if you want to build a happy life, you have to give careful thought to the foundation. Happiness certainly cannot be secured on appearances or attention. Happiness comes down to the inner state of our life at a given moment. You know, so we want to keep it happy out here. We have to do what we have to do. We are going into, I guess they say, round two. We are not loosening. This thing is serious out here. The holidays are coming up. And just stay at home. You know, I know it's going to be difficult not hugging Aunt Susie and all of that. But we have to actually knock this stuff down. I've decided I have some neighbors that have really taken care of me. And, you know, I'm not really that one that stays over the stove. But I'm going to make them some nice desserts for their families to let them know how much I appreciate them. I'm going to play a little bit of this before Miss Melion comes on to tell us about keeping ourselves happy and taking care of our bodies. Welcome in.
Yeah.
That's right. We want to join hands all over the world and keep safe and stay alive and help one another. We have Miss Glory Melion on the line with us. She going to talk about a bowl of oats a day. Keeps the doctor away, making us happy. Gloria, are you on with us this evening?
I am on with you, Miss Linda McShane. Yes,
how
I am.
Are you?
I am fine.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to talk about a very bland subject, but I think we might be able to get some good out of it.
Well, always. You always give us some information. We always get good from you. Let's take it away.
All righty then. So I know everybody's heard about an apple a day. Keeps the doctor away. Mm-hmm. So actually, we can add to that and add a bowl of oats to helping us to keep the doctor away. So, you know, most of us know that or have been told, or we know from our own experience that oats are good for us. The trouble is they're a very bland and tasteless grain. So, you know, if you don't know about the health benefits, or you don't like the taste, you might miss out on some of the health benefits. And so that's when I was reading about all the different health benefits that come from eating a bowl of oats, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to have to find a way to include this in my diet on a daily basis because of all the good things that it does. Mm-hmm. So what I want to start out with is telling you that oats is classified as a cereal grain, and it's grown for the sole purpose of, you know, consuming the edible portion of it. Now, and I've told you guys before that there are three things that the body needs. That's carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. So oats are primarily carbohydrates. They do have some protein and a little fat. One cup of oats contains about 297 calories. And it's very nutrient dense. And it contains a lot of B vitamins and several dietary minerals like iron, magnesium, potassium, zinc, and phosphorus are but a few of them. And the other good thing about oats is that about 11% of the oats is made up of dietary fiber. And this is the most important part of the oats because this fiber is called beta-glucan. And it's really described as it's like the superpower of the oat because of the health benefits that it gives to us. One of the first benefits is that it lowers the cholesterol. The beta-glucan, which is the soluble fiber in the oats, helps to lower our cholesterol. And it says that beta-glucan is found in each and every bowl of oats and has the ability to lower the cholesterol. And so this is true for both of your total cholesterol and your low density, that one they call LDL. That's the one that you want to make sure that it's low.
Mm-hmm.
The beta-glucan takes care of that. It says that you can expect a significant reduction in both total and LDL cholesterol in just 4 weeks. This is after eating a bowl of oats for 4 weeks. It says, in fact, it's likely to reduce a reduction of between 5 and 10% will occur. So beta-glucan plays a very important role in reducing our cholesterol. And it blocks the reabsorption of the bile acid in the gut. So it causes the cholesterol levels to lower. And it says that there is an extremely powerful health benefit as elevated cholesterol levels are a major risk factor of cardiovascular disease.
Yes.
So a cup of oats can help to reduce this risk factor for us. So cholesterol in itself is essential for a number of tasks that the body, the normal body functions. So like having too much cholesterol floating around the body is likely to bind the walls of the arteries, and what that does is block the flow of blood. So the beta-glucan in the oats help to clear that up. Just by eating a cup of oats a day, in 4 weeks you can see the reduction. So the LDLs, that's the, you know, the, like there are two kinds. So there's the LDL, you can think of the lower, and the HDL is the higher. That's the one that we really need. The HDL absorbs the cholesterol particles from the arteries and return it to the liver. And it also improves our cardiovascular health because it keeps our arteries clear, which keeps the blood flowing, which keeps our heart pumping. Another health benefit is that for those of us who, you know, may have issues with weight, it helps to promote weight loss. It helps you to feel fuller longer. If you have ever eaten a bowl of oats, you know, after you eat it, you pretty much feel full, and that fullness lasts a good portion of the day. And so if somebody's trying to lose weight, that would be good to help, you know, keep their appetite at bay. And that beta-glucan also helps to slow down the digestion process, which helps us to, you know, metabolize everything that is good for us. The other thing is that it helps to keep our, you know, the glycemic level, which is, you know, one of the things that those of us who may be dealing with prediabetes or diabetes, it helps to keep that your blood sugar even. And it says that increased oat consumption is associated with a reduction in what's called the HbA, the A1C that everybody talks about.
Right.
It helps to reduce that. And so, you know, it actually lowers the blood sugar in the body. And also, those of us who have eaten it or eat it on a regular basis, you may notice that your bowel health is improved. And that you, you know, have regular bowel movements. And that's always a good thing because you also want to make sure you get rid of those things that the body doesn't need. And the oats help to promote good bowel health.
Okay.
And so there's a long and short-term benefit, you know, for your bowel health. And that's, again, thanks to the beta-glucan that's in the oats.
The beta,
so,
the beta gluten, that's
okay.
G-L-U-T-I-N or T-N?
C-A-N, it's B-A-T-A-C-L-U-C-A-N.
Okay, okay.
Beta gluten. Uh-huh.
Well, we're
it's like.
Go on, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, when you
go
keep
ahead,
saying oats, when we say oats, are you going to give us the different types of oats? Or I like oatmeal.
The oats I'm talking about. I'm talking about oatmeal, the kind that we've been eating for forever.
Right.
And sometimes we put it on the side, but we always come back to it. That's the one I'm talking about. I'm saying oats, but yeah, oatmeal. The oatmeal that we, you know, eat every day. So I'm going to also tell you how to make a delicious oatmeal and to help you spice it up a little bit. That would help to, you know, make sure that we eat it every day. So to begin with, it's actually time to throw away the instant oats because they're they're like highly processed. A lot of them have a lot of sugar in it. You know, stuff that you don't need.
Okay.
And so your best bet is, you know, the regular roll oats, like we've been eating the oatmeal.
Okay.
The regular, they're called roll oats, but we call them oatmeal for the most part.
Okay.
So there's a base recipe, and it's like a cup of roll oats. You can have 2 cups of water or milk. Some people prefer milk because, you know, it makes a little, depending upon how you, you know, like your oatmeal, you might like it maybe a little watery. Some people might like it, you know, with milk. So it's your choice. And a little salt. And so, you know, you combine all that in a pot, bring it to a simmer, let it simmer for about 5 minutes or until you're however you like it. And there are several ways that you can spice it up. And that, too, depends upon the things that you like. I tend to like to put different kinds of fruits, berries, bananas. I like to throw in a little peanut butter to get some fat, you know, at the same serving as I have carbs, proteins, and fats. And so the peanut butter serves as a, it also gives you protein and fat. And, of course, the oats are carbs. So you can make it creamier with a splash of milk, whichever milk you like. You can add that to it. You can put different kinds of sweeteners in it. Sometimes I add, you know, a little agave or honey, depending upon what I have available.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever fruits you like. Some kind of seeds, like chia seeds, hemp seeds, you know, whatever type of seeds you like, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, you know, whatever your taste demands. And as I said, nut butter. It's like I'll throw in a tablespoon of peanut butter.
Okay.
You know, all trying to build up that taste because the oats are so bland. But even though they're bland, they are chock full of nutrients. Mm. And because of the good that it does, you know, to us. And it also, a warm bowl of oatmeal with all the things that you like, all the different kinds of fruit and seeds and agave, honey, or whatever you like to sweeten your cereal with.
Mm-hmm.
It will serve, you know, the purpose of making sure you get that cup of oats in, getting all those nutrients in, and, you know, you're going to add the stuff that you like to make it palatable because, again, it is a very bland type of food, and it needs to have – some people like bland, some people don't. I'm one who does not like bland. I want to have it a little, you know, spicy or add some, you know, stuff to it that you know, help me to forget about the blandness of the oats, but knowing also that I'm also getting the nutrients that my body needs to keep my cholesterol, my A1C, and all that in check with a bowl of oats.
I love oatmeal. I've always, I've been an oatmeal eater, but I've just been doing a bad thing. I'm glad you said not that instant because I like to get it, you know, with like oatmeal and brown sugar. It's instant, but I do know about the box that I bought. But the way I eat my oatmeal, I can eat it several ways. I just put oatmeal, lemon, and a little bit of butter in it and like a little bit of sweetener. I've never tried it with honey, but I love oatmeal. I've always loved oatmeal, so I haven't been eating it for a while. But you know what? Thank you, Miss Melion, because I know what I'll be having. I might have a bowl but when I get off the phone, because if it's reducing
and you
all
know
that.
What? I'm glad you said that, because usually we think of it as a breakfast food, but actually you can eat it any time of the day.
Oh, yeah.
It could be, what's that other flavor? I'm thinking umami. You know, they're different. You can add different things that you like to it. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So you don't have, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a breakfast food. It can be eaten any time you want, or anytime
like
you feel
it.
Like you want a bowl of it.
Anytime. I can eat it anytime. I like it with blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I just put that little bit of, I don't use butter, a little bit just to give it, I guess I'm giving it that. And I squeeze just a drop of lemon in there. It's just something about that lemon that I like in my oatmeal.
Yes.
But you have awakened something over here in me. And, you know, your doctors are always giving you your reports on your high, your low and your high. And of course, here he comes with a take this medicine. And, you know, that's not going to happen. So I am so glad that you came
that
on today to remind me of something that I love doing. As a matter of fact, I have to go check and see if it's in there, because I was telling the listeners, you know, we got to pull back out again, and nobody be greedy out there. Leave some on the shelf for everybody, but I'm going to get me a few boxes and stack up. So everybody's
absolutely
looking for water and tissue. I'm going to find my oatmeal.
It's a survival food. That's right.
I am so glad. Yeah, I'm an oatmeal eater. I love oatmeal.
Yes.
I've loved it
very
as a
good
child. Yeah. And I don't know why here lately I haven't really had my oatmeal, but I can eat it at any time of the day. But I am so glad that you awakened us over here with this oat today, because anything is better than some whatever you want to call that stuff. Oh, your cholesterol is high and you have to get it down. And okay, let me go get stacked up on my
oatmeal. Yep, 4 weeks. One bowl of oatmeal a day. And four weeks will bring a reduction in your LDL cholesterol.
Wow.
It's been proven.
Wow.
So that simple thing that we can add, you know, to our diets to make things better,
to make
sure that we keep all that stuff, you know, keep it where it's supposed to be, at the level where it should be. A simple bowl of oatmeal.
A simple bowl. And I
there
found
you
out.
Have a simple bowl.
Being sedentary, you know, sitting around since this, you know, people are getting out moving around. As I mentioned to you earlier, I took me a walk today. I walked about 10 blocks. My legs say, have you lost your mind? But good thing that I've been, you know, jumping around and dancing around inside. But they were saying, what is going on? So they're hungry now. So I said, good. Keep the tennis shoes by the door and get busy every day. Okay, but I stretched it to knock out. You know, you have to think about it, because, you know, you're used to driving here, driving there, and you don't want to walk here. But I'm a mover. I've always been a walker. And I love to go to the Y, to the walking track there, but they're not open. They have a beautiful track there. And I love going, and I just walk around it and walk around it. And it's not on the outdoors, it's on the indoors, but you still can look out the windows and see the sky. And I'm just in my heaven land, right? But I haven't been able to do that. So today I said, okay, I'm walking over here, and I'm going to get there. I turned that corner, and my leg said, excuse me, where do you think you going? Because I'm going to stay right here. I said, oh, no, you going to come. So I pushed it and stopped and, you know, peeked into a few places, you know, just to wave my hand and say hello and go on, because we're going on shut down again. And it has to be done. Because people that we don't listen, we're spoiled. We don't listen, you know, going. I know people that haven't stopped partying. But, oh, we're gonna have just a few people over. You should come over. I'm not coming anywhere. Don't call me. I'm not going out there. Have fun, okay? Have fun, because here, you know, people say, well, you're not an essential worker, but yes, you are. You know, when you're dealing in complexes and stuff, and you have your neighbors and stuff, everybody has to pull in together. But yet everybody's coming in and out. But I had on my tennis shoes today. I'm so proud of myself. So I did 10 blocks today. I'm going to do 20 tomorrow. Okay, I'm just going to push it because I'm that kind of girl. Okay, so if I have to call you to come pick me up at the corner please answer your telephone. It's like, excuse me, Gloria, I'm sitting over here and I can't move. I'm leaning up against this oak tree. Can you swing by?
I'm going to say, all right, Linda, what side of the street are you on?
What side? You'll see me. I'll be waving my hand because I'm sure leaning up against the feet. But I'm going to, no, you have to get out there. You have to keep moving. And I appreciate you so much for coming on, sharing with us. You always bring us such good information. It's simple, but yet it's so vital for our body. And you know, that's what we really need to have. Ellen was on last week, and, you know, Ellen goes into the wellness, but she's a fitness person. So not only is she telling you how to bend and how to squat, she's telling you what to eat, too, because Ellen lost about 70 pounds eating the proper thing. So it's always so good to have both of you come on and share and care with us so we can take care of ourselves out here. And I know, you know, I'm a woman of my word, and I know how your schedule is, Gloria Melion, and I do not pass over. We have so much appreciation for you, and I'm not going to keep you because I know you have other engagements to do. But can you give us one word before you go? And then we're going to speak with you, not next week. Week after next is that Thanksgiving. We'll sketch it out because we might not go up Thanksgiving. But maybe the following week or what we're going to do. But we appreciate you so much for caring and sharing us and keeping us on the right track. And I can't wait until the show goes down so I can get over there. And when I get in, look in that cabinet and see if I got just some oatmeal. It's going to be instant, though. So I'm going to wait until I hit
well,
the store
okay,
tomorrow.
As long as you know the next time you're going to purchase the real deal, right?
The real deal in the box with the Quaker. I like the Quaker oak. I like that man.
There
and I know that box, and most people walk right by it, but I'm going to run right to it and stack up and look and see how long it can keep because you're right. And I used to eat oatmeal every day when I was, you know, going to school, and it kept me going. I would get up and have a bowl of oatmeal, but I like it with blueberries. Sometimes I'll eat it with raisins, just a few.
Oh, yeah,
whatever. Yeah, I like to put raisins in. But just give us one word before you tell us good night and go on your way. Just give us something to keep us going.
Okay, well, let's see. One word.
Can you make it two or three? I don't want to put pressure on you. Just whatever you want to tell us before you
say
goodnight.
Well, you know what I hope to have achieved tonight is that somebody may have gotten the inspiration to incorporate the oatmeal into their diet.
Okay.
And I know of the health benefits that it gives. So I would just be so happy, you know, to know that somebody has added this to their diet because I know that it's going to be positive for their health as a result of, you know, eating the oatmeal.
Yes.
So I know that's more than one word, but that's what I wanted to achieve tonight. And I'm so glad that you were open to the idea of oatmeal and that you are an actual oatmeal devotee.
Oh, yeah.
Because you say that you have been, so mission accomplished.
Yes, it is. I know about the oatmeal, and then we'll go further. I'm that oatmeal girl. A lot of things that we would discuss, but again, we want you to have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much. And I'm going to put that call out there. Dial 327-695-879 and tell me if Miss Melion has inspired you to incorporate oatmeal in your diet. And maybe we might form an oatmeal club over here and see, maybe have a contest or something. So give us a call, 323-769-5879, and let us know if you have been inspired. Gloria, we love you. Have a great evening, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Same to you, Linda.
Good night. That's right. Let's all stay in the in crowd out there. Let's stay in love. Stay in the in crowd. Stay safe. Stay strong. Take care of yourself and take care of everyone else around. This is it's not a joke out there, okay? For those who aren't believers, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Go to another planet or something. It's all around you if you cannot see it. I know that Aunt Sue wants to come over and bring that turkey or that sweet potato pie. Aunt Sue can stay at home and you stay at your home. Or if you're going to talk, I just get out in the yard and make sure it's on a windy day. I don't know what to put out there. Everybody has to do their thing, but we must use wisdom, okay? We must use wisdom. And for all of you out there that are sort of like going through depression or anxiety or don't have anyone to talk to and this stuff is irritating and aggravating, please call NAMI, N-A-M-I, and that number is 1-800-950-6264. It's 24 hours. Call. Scream for help. They're there to listen for you. Talk to somebody. Again, call NAMI. 1-800-950-6264. And I just wanted to put some information out there again for all of you DWP customers. You know, we have Southern California Edison and DWP. You know, they're giving assistant grants out there. So you want to give them a call at 1-800-DIAL-DWP. I think the time has been extended till the 22nd. Get that paperwork in there and see if you can get some assistance, okay? And that is if you are a DWP customer on that end. So this is St. Thursday. We had Miss Gloria Melion coming on. She was telling us the importance of oats. And come to find out, she was talking about oatmeal, something that we all know about. I'm an oatmeal lover out there. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Angie coming on with us. So find it out Friday. We need to find out what she's finding out. I'd just like to say to you, we are here to share and care. We love you. I'm going to take us out with some music so you can have a wonderful, wonderful Think Thursday on that. We're going to go out with some music. I love you.
Together, out of the blue, it Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.